Transforming culture by invading dreams. Producer-director Joss Whedon, famous for his television series Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel, and screenwriting credits ranging from Toy Story to The Avengers, keenly recognizes the potential and potency of narrative intervention. Whedon discerns, "The idea of changing culture is important to me, and it can only be done in a popular medium. I don't want to create responsible shows with lawyers in them. I want to invade people's dreams." The realm of popular culture is the forum where we engage and work out the most pressing moral issues of the day. Invading people's dreams includes the environmental imagination and our visions for the future of our world. To get at environmentally themed narrative interventions, this book focuses on where Americans most often encounter stories that concern moral issues, not in formal religious institutions, but in the realm of mediated popular culture. For more than two decades, ABC News's familiar tagline proudly stated, "More Americans get their news from ABC News than from any other source." When first broadcast, that tagline mainly referred to the sum of ABC's news programs, which then included a large number of ABC-owned or ABC-affiliated radio stations. Toward the end of the slogan's run, ABC News could still technically make this claim as a dominant source, but only based upon a much more diverse network of delivery channels or platforms, which included television, radio, internet news sites, Facebook and other social media pages, ABC-affiliated Twitter accounts, an ABC News Now application for mobile phones, and a special deal ABC made with Walmart to broadcast ABC News on its in-store television network. Over time, technology changed to provide both more diverse platforms for encountering information and more participatory ways for people to talk back to that information through various internet blogs, social networks, video and audio sharing formats. What's more, the very tools used to convey information have changed, so that phones, for instance, once simply used for making phone calls, became cameras, video and audio recorders, internet access sites, GPS mapping devices, movieplexes, gaming devices, and conduits to any number of software applications, from guided meditations to sonic mosquito repellents to fitness competitions. In other words, there has transpired a convergence or coming together of more than one, previously separate, technology into now multi-purpose devices. At the same time, there has been a simultaneous proliferation of communication channels and an intensification of corporate media ownership consolidation and conglomeration. These fundamental shifts, arguably in contrapuntal directions, necessitate new tools for studying media and culture, as they are cultural shifts as well as economic.